With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you conquer the world one day at a time. I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood Stoic guide, here to help you navigate life's ups and downs with a little more grace, a little more strength, and maybe even a dash of humor along the way. Ever feel like you're being tossed around by life's chaos? Like everything is happening to you instead of for you? We've all been there. Between deadlines, relationships, and unexpected curveballs, it can feel like we're constantly on edge, trying to keep our heads above water. But what if I told you there's a way to build a fortress of resilience inside yourself? A shield against life storms? That's where Stoicism comes in. It's not about becoming emotionless robots, trust me, that wouldn't be fun. It's about developing the mental fortitude to navigate challenges with clarity, focus, and yes, even a little bit of Stoic swagger. So buckle up, because today we're diving into some powerful Stoic principles that can help you build a rock-solid foundation for resilience. We'll talk about controlling what we can, accepting what we can't, and finding strength in the face of adversity. Think of it like this. Stoicism is your personal toolkit for conquering life's challenges. First up, we have the idea of controlling what's within our power. This one's a game changer, because it forces us to shift our focus from the uncontrollable chaos of the world to the controllable aspects of our own lives. Think about it. You can't control the traffic jam, but you can choose how you react to it. You can't control what other people say or do, but you can control your own words and actions. Focusing on what we can influence gives us a sense of agency and power in even the most frustrating situations. Next, there's the concept of accepting what's outside our control. This doesn't mean resigning ourselves to defeat. It means recognizing that some things are simply beyond our grasp. Trying to fight against the inevitable only creates unnecessary stress and resistance. Think about a bad weather day. You can't control the rain, but you can choose to enjoy a cozy winter day or find creative ways to embrace the storm. Accepting what we can't change frees up mental energy to focus on what truly matters. Finding meaning in adversity, another crucial Stoic principle. We all face challenges, setbacks, and disappointments. It's part of the human experience. But Stoicism teaches us to view these obstacles as opportunities for growth and learning. Instead of dwelling on the negative, we can ask ourselves, what lessons can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become stronger and more resilient? Living in the present moment, a powerful tool for cultivating inner peace. Our minds often get caught up in worrying about the future or ruminating on the past. Stoicism reminds us to focus on the here and now, appreciating the small moments of joy and gratitude that make life beautiful. When we're fully present, we can experience life more deeply and respond to challenges with greater clarity and composure. And lastly, practicing self-discipline. This isn't about being overly restrictive or depriving ourselves. It's about cultivating healthy habits and routines that support our well-being. Whether it's regular exercise, mindful meditation, or simply taking time each day for reflection and gratitude, these small acts of self-care build resilience over time. Imagine this. You're facing a major deadline at work, your personal life is feeling chaotic, and you're starting to feel overwhelmed. Now imagine pulling out your Stoic toolkit. You focus on what you can control, accept the things beyond your influence, find meaning in the challenge, stay present in each moment, and practice self-discipline to manage your stress. D. It's like having a superpower. You can face any obstacle with a clear head and a steady hand. Remember, folks, resilience isn't about being immune to challenges, it's about bouncing back stronger from them. By incorporating these Stoic principles into your daily life, you can build an inner fortress of strength that will serve you well on life's journey. So go out there and embrace the challenge. Remember, even when things get tough, you've got this. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Calm and Confident. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let me know which Stoic principle resonates with you the most. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep conquering those everyday wins.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.